Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Fallacy and the way things could be. The depths are coming up shore. Gentle gusts toward another floor. Layered in between the sheets. Let the room address the changes within. Before adding another door. Then in due time we'll be led to the Liar's Sunrise.
Some brand new music from Putty Waters. Don't you love that play on the words? Liar's Sunrise, released just this past January, and they are from Terrace, Northwestern BC. It's the third single from this release and was tracked in Kamloops, which is a really cool thing, at Holy Cow Studios. I got to check that place out. Love Kamloops, and I love BC. Now for an artist who was just nominated for their first Juno as well, for the album Strange Trip Ahead. This came out in 2025. It is Mariel Buckley, and we're going to play the song Vending Machine. She's on tour right now with another Juno nominee, Matt Anderson. They're traveling across Canada, performing from coast to coast. She's from Edmonton, Alberta, Wild Rose Country, and here is Mariel Buckley on the Jukebox.
parking lots with my dreams, try to chase songs pretty, staring at the vending machine.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That is South African pop sensation Tyla with Push to Start from the album Tyla Plus. She just scored her second Grammy Award for Best African Music Performance at the 68th Grammy Awards. I have a funny story about how I came across Tyla. We were in the car and my daughter and I were playing this crazy game. It's family trip, road trip, you know how you play games. And we all had to pick a song that was dedicated to one of the elements. So air, fire, water, earth. And she picked water. And apparently she's got this, well, not apparently, she does have a song called Water, but I hadn't heard it yet. Apparently it's massive. Now it's massive, but then it was barely heard of. And we're like, this is a really cool tune. I picked Ohio Players, Fire and stuff like that, but we were stuck on Tyla and listened to it over and over again and then realized that we were onto something and she became a worldwide sensation. Isn't that cool? We got music from Death Cab for Cutie coming up. We laugh indoors. Most people do when they live in Canada. They can't laugh outdoors all the time unless they're skiing or skating or tobogganing or something like that because shoveling snow sucks. Anyways, we got that coming up. The Bloodshots also are coming up. They're from Winnipeg, Manitoba. They're an indigenous-fronted rock and roll band. Going to play their single, Every Time I Die, released in the summer of 2025. An outfit called Siva Last is on the show. We're going to play a song called Ghost Fight. It's an indie synth pop thing that I think you're going to really enjoy. And one of my favorite songs of 2019, this is The Unforgotten, Esque from Montreal and Tanya Tagak with a brilliant song that just crushes. Here it is on the jukebox.
Nation.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Time to make it true and finally get through to you. All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
This is Bird Note. Mating for life may be the human ideal, but most bird species in North America mate for a single breeding season. Some may team up with the same mate the following year, just because both stay in, or return to, the same territory. But such togetherness is relatively rare. Because most birds of the North Temperate Zone migrate, remaining in touch with a mate throughout the autumn and winter is difficult. For instance, fewer than one-fifth of song sparrow pairs are reunited. For long-term fidelity, look among the larger birds. Large resident birds such as hawks, eagles, and ravens have wide territories, meaning few contacts with the opposite sex. Maintaining a relationship through the winter may assure breeding in the next season. You'll often see such birds in pairs throughout the year. Most seabirds meet and breed in colonies, but marbled murrelets, little relatives of puffins, breed inland in old-growth forests. They have no chance to meet each other in a colony, so when a male and a female get together, they stay together. In the animal realm, birds still provide the best examples of seasonal mate fidelity. Most birds form devoted pairs for at least each breeding season, not something that can be said for most mammals.
You're listening to